This is Passport to Texas. Because of tough economic times, the new year will bring significant changes to the 70-year-old Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Editor Louis Bond explains.
When times get tough, you try to be creative and come up with the best solutions. And I think that's what we've done at the magazine. In order to trim our budget as much as possible, we have made some economies, but I think in some ways they'll make the magazine stronger. For instance, we're going to be sending out a combined January-February issue, and later in the year we'll have a combined August-September issue. So overall, they'll get 10 issues this year, but we didn't really want to take anything away from the readers. So at the same time, we're adding two new digital online guides, one in February for fishing and the other in September for hunting. A few other changes at the magazine will be the increased use of staff writers, which is actually a lot of fun. We've been lucky enough to work with the best freelancers across the state, but now we're looking within our own ranks and using our own writers, and it's a lot of fun hearing the new stories they have to tell. We're also taking a few more of our own photographs, but I don't think people are going to really see a big difference in the quality of writing and photography. We'll continue to portray the outdoor world of Texas the same way we have since World War II, and we hope the readers will enjoy the new look of the magazine.
Thanks, Louie. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.